Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. What would you do if you discovered a man was beating his wife? What would you do if you discovered a preacher was killing acquitted defendants? Whether it is family government, church government, or civil government, there are limits to what one human can do to another human. When humans act within the framework of family government, church government, and civil government, they must know they are not to go beyond God's framework for each. For the husband, this means he is not to beat his wife. If he does, the civil government is supposed to punish him as the evildoer. For the preacher, this means he is not to kill acquitted defendants. If he does, the civil government is supposed to punish him as the evildoer. But when the civil government goes outside their framework, what do we do? How do we respond when the civil government becomes the evildoer? In the situation where the civil government goes beyond their framework and operates a school system, we must be careful to preserve physical life and property in responding to the civil government's evil doing. The civil government's evil doing is not an imminent physical danger to students, and that must be factored into how we respond to their evil doing. The civil government's evil doing when operating a school system is not an immediate threat to physical life, but they pose the worst type of harm to a student's life. The civil government prohibits the gospel of Jesus Christ, and in that regard, they pose a threat to each civil government school student's spiritual life, and therefore they affect whether that student will spend eternity with God in heaven or under his wrath in hell. Now, some of you counter what I just said by saying, Kevin, it is a parent's job to preach the gospel to a child, so the civil government can't be responsible for a child not hearing the gospel. If you say that, you've just conceded that the civil government has no education duty. God demands Christian education be gospel-centered. The civil government goes beyond God's framework when operating a school system, and in doing so, they're preventing your child from understanding who Christ really is. Not just the Savior, but the foundation of all knowledge and wisdom. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.